from the other daily devotioner is here today again. God is ready to shine the light of His word into your heart. Oh, you'll be blessed, you'll be lifted, and your life will never remain the same. From the altar daily devotioner with Pastor Femi Mike Alabi is here again.
Hello, good morning or good day. Today's another beautiful day in the presence of God. The mighty hand of the Lord that sustained us up to this very hour will not be withdrawn in Jesus' mighty name. The book of John chapter 10 verse 11 said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. Brethren, today, the shepherd that has given his life on our behalf will not do it in vain in the name of Jesus. Upon my life, upon your life, upon the life of everyone, the mighty hand of the Lord that has given the grace for us to partake from the shepherd's life, the life that was released as a ransom for the remission of our soul and our sins, it shall not be in vain in Jesus' mighty name. I say, the power of his love shall manifest more as we continue with the word, I shall not want. Today, I want us to see the mighty hand of the Lord in the world. We stopped with Psalm 84 yesterday, that the Lord is a sun and a shield unto us, and the Lord give grace and glory. You can see what is happening in the world today. But despite all odds, the mighty love of God still prevails over us all, for God so loved the world. Brethren, today I want us to continue in the word of the Lord in the book of Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. Most of us, we are very conversant with that very Bible verse, Matthew 6:33. You know it of head. Most of us can recite it even in our dreams. But today, I want us to go deeper and see more that is being attached to the word, how the word is applicable to our life. I shall not want. There are conditions attached to that. Remember, we are talking about the precepts and the principles of God. Don't choose the hard way. God is available to do it for you and me. Today, brethren, looking into the book of Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, Matthew 6:33, it reads, But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you, and all these things shall be added unto thee. Brethren, if you look at it from Matthew chapter 6 verse 31, he talks about not thinking about what to eat, not thinking about what to drink, or thinking about the clothes you are going to put on. Because if you don't trust in God, you'll be thinking about all this. You'll be running helter-skelter for what to eat. Remember, he said, I shall not want, you shall not want, we shall not want. The provider is not releasing his responsibility. He's not neglecting his responsibility. God, our Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ, is telling you today, I will take care of you. You shall not want good food. I will take good care of you. You will take good waters. I will take care of you. I will clothe you. He knows everything. Remember, I said he has our manual. Don't let us be wiser than the producer. You cannot be wiser than the man that produced something that is being acceptable, authenticated, and confirmed. Every human being was given birth to one way or the other. But one thing is sure, God exists. Brethren, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. What are you seeking after? What are you looking after? What are the things that you are trying to do? What are your desires? Today, the Lord of hosts shall move you from the level you are to another higher realm in Jesus' mighty name. What are the things you are seeking the face of God for? What are those things that you are trusting him for? Your life, if you are still alive, you need to know that everything is working because you are still alive. Everything is not working because you are still alive. You are being favored because you are still alive. You are honored. It's because you are still alive. Let us seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Luke chapter 12 verse 30 to 32. Luke chapter 12 verse 30 to 32. Has something to say more. To add to this. Luke 12 30 to 32 says, For all these things do the nations of the world seek after. And your Father knoweth that you have need of these things. Look at that. Your Father, my Father, knoweth that we are in need of this. It's not the duty of a babe. It's not the duty of a child to be running helter-skelter for where to live, how to pay his school fees, how to get good clothes, and the rest if he has a responsible father. So we have a responsible father. Verse 31 says, But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Maybe you don't understand what we mean by the kingdom. Being obedient, doing his will, following his instructions. In the world, anywhere in the world today, if you are not a criminal, if you have not committed any crime, maybe you left your country and you are going to another man's country. Maybe you are in your country and you are dwelling there. If you obey the rules and regulations, the bylaws, the do and don'ts of where you are, no policeman will harass you. No law enforcement agents will harass you. They are there to correct those that are against the law, not those that are upholding the law. So the Lord is talking to you today that in my own kingdom too, in my own establishment, in the world, there are things you need to do and there are those that you need not to do. That's what it means by kingdom. You seek for the kingdom. After getting into the kingdom of God, you will now do what he said. He said, fear not, verse 32, fear not, little flock, for it is your father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Hey, nobody knows me. God knows you. I am not connected to who? But you are connected to Jesus. Brethren, I don't know where to go, but you are already in the world. Let me stop here today. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. So you are special. There is no other you. All over the world, there is no other you. Let's stop here today. And by the grace of God, I'll be coming your way again tomorrow. Before that tomorrow, I say, seek his kingdom. Believe in who you are. He created you for a purpose. Go forward. Shalom.
You've been listening to From the Altar Daily Devotional with Pastor Femi Michael Abi, the Senior Pastor of Christ Empowered International Ministries, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. We know that the power of God in his word through this broadcast can transform your life to become what God wants you to be, a champion. This broadcast has been made possible through faithful and committed partners like you. You too can partner with us. Account name, Christ Empowered International Ministry. Account number, 375-919-7017. Bank, FCMB. Or you can use 3025-365130. Account name, Alabi Femi. Bank, First Bank. We would like to hear from you. For inquiries, comments, and testimonies, contact us on +234 90 380 214 02 or +234 80 56 16 7840. You can also write us through our email, ftadevotional@gmail.com. God bless you.